Queensland will make Jack's Law permanent. It comes as the state government marked a major milestone at the weekend, with 100,000 people now wanded by police and more than 950 weapons found so far. The law was brought in after 17-year-old Jack Beasley was stabbed to death during a night out in 2019. The laws give Sunshine Coast Police the power to use handheld metal detectors without a warrant to stop and search people at safe night precincts, at transport hubs, in shopping centres and sporting and entertainment venues. The Queensland Premier says he puts humans before sharks, with a review into the state's management program to be released soon. David Crisafulli says the only change will be to strengthen the coastline, not justify why people shouldn't be in the ocean. The southeast recorded its second shark attack in a month at the weekend. The 29-year-old man bitten off Moreton Island has now been released from hospital. It follows the tragic death of teenage lifeguard Charlize Zamuda, who died 3 weeks ago while swimming at Bribie Island's Wurrum Beach. Pop star Billie Eilish dedicating a song to her during her concert in Brisbane at the weekend.
I wanted to dedicate this next song to Charlize Zamuda and her beautiful family. I'm sending so much love to them.
Charlize was farewelled at an emotional service on Sunday at Bribie Island Surf Lifesaving Club. The send-off included a paddle out organised by Surf Lifesaving Queensland. The region's two mayors say they've seen firsthand how working together collaboratively gets real results as they share their experiences after returning from a recent overseas mission. Rosanna Natoli and Frank Wilkie were among 11 leaders who travelled to Singapore, Manchester and Paris with the Council of Mayors Southeast Queensland, which paid for the trip. Mayor Natoli says they met with global leaders and examined examples of legacies delivered through major infrastructure and events such as the Paris 2024 Games.
All sorts of things, from urban development to waste to public transport to sporting stadiums. So right across the board, urban revitalisation. How do people live overseas and how do we make our region livable into the future?
The fact-finding mission was designed to help inform planning decisions in the lead-up to the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games.